It was all about the Republicans in New Hampshire, my friends. The Democrats are just lying in wait, so to speak, raising money so that Barack Obama can get elected again. That is the plan. And hope and pray and keep their fingers crossed that the unemployment rate doesn't jump a little bit higher and that the gas prices don't go higher before we get into the heated part of ultimately the campaigning. Because it's still a little bit too far away, but not too far away to whittle down and to hear and discuss, at least on the Republican side of the aisle. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We're going to focus a lot on what happened in New Hampshire, but that's not all. What about something besides who's going to be the next president that just hits us right between the eyes? I got one of those for you. That's coming up in a few minutes. So, as Zogby releases a poll that 40% of us would nap at work if we were allowed, there was no napping, really, believe it or not, in New Hampshire. Seven candidates took their places on the stage and answered all kinds of questions while they were debating such things as Coke or Pepsi at St. Anselm College in Manchester, New Hampshire. And then more serious things like the economy. There were big swings that were thrown in the direction of the current president as he was off in Durham, North Carolina, talking about job creation and taking a few little steps in the right direction. So while the president is trying to find his footing, some Republicans are trying to step into his shoes. Michelle Bachmann came off a lot better, I think, than most thought heading into it. She went after Obama. That's not a surprise. She was pretty clear and concise on her answers. Mitt Romney naturally is the front runner so far. In the polling, whether it's Republicans or Democrats, whether it's CNN, MSNBC, Fox, New York Times, Los Angeles Times, Newsmax, so a mixture of Republican fare and Democratic fare, Romney comes out on top time and time again. But Michelle Bachmann also came out pretty big this time around. And many think that the two of them are the clear-cut front runners, and they were considered to be really the biggest winners, if there is a winner in this debate, because nobody took swings at each other, and somebody's going to have to bite as you get closer to coming up with a candidate. That's how it's done. That's how it's done, ultimately. It can't be all about attacking Obama. It's going to have to be about, hey, you need to pick me as the candidate because I can beat this guy, and here's the reasons why, and that's why they can't do it. You know, they tried John King, for example, from CNN. They tried to get some of these candidates to go after each other, but the blows never landed anywhere. They missed the mark because nobody was willing to do that. There was even a question about who would be your running mate. Nobody was going into that territory. Ron Paul said, well, I'd have to know them a little bit better. I thought that was good. Of course, I'd have to ask a few questions before I picked somebody. So Michelle Bachmann was the woman of the hour anyway, and the congresswoman from Minnesota talked about all kinds of things, as did the others who were trotted up on stage. She talked about, naturally, the debt limit, and also this president being a one-term kind of guy. Take a listen.
I've already voted no on raising the debt ceiling in the past, and unless there are serious cuts, I can't.
President Obama is a one-term president.
So what do you think, first of all, is he a one-term president? Do you think he's a one-term president, and if he is, somebody's got to be able to cut him down on the Republican side, because really, let's face it, right now, there is no third party. It's Democrats and Republicans. It's the same old song and dance. But if you're wanting Obama out, that's your choice. It's somebody who represents the GOP. And I've said this before, my biggest problem with the Obama administration, the fact that they went in saying they were going to be transparent, and they really have been anything but transparent, only when they were pressed and had no choice but had to be. I mean, if anything, they're least transparent and also ineffective. I mean, we could attack lots of different things. All the unknowns about health care and really how it's raising people's premiums and they can't afford it, and some of the other things, the growing pains and then some with health care. Also, I would say the tax situation and, of course, the lack of job creation. They're trying to change that and turn that around, but I don't have a lot of faith in that. And it's interesting, as I mentioned, the transparency thing. The White House actually is going to chop in half anyway access to some of the federal websites as part of the campaign to promote transparency. They're going to eliminate access to the federal government. So I'm confused. There's about 2,000 websites, and what they're saying is that it confuses people. There's too many separate sites. They don't know where to turn for information. So they're going to put a halt to creating new ones. They're going to shut down, consolidate over the next couple of months. They're going to have separate standalone sites, you know, that kind of thing. And instead of, and this is what we've said all along, how many times on this show have I said this in talking to people who work in government jobs? If they would just look at all the duplication and all the ridiculous waste, if they would vet out their own departments, they would see they could save a lot of money, where they have people, three people in some cases, doing the same thing. So while the Obama administration tries to figure out how they're going to do that, the question is, do you think a Republican candidate is going to win the 2012 election? For one, who you thought came out the strongest? Mitt Romney, Michelle Bachmann, Ron Paul, maybe Rick Santorum, although I doubt it. I think he was one of probably the weaker people on the stage. Let me give out the numbers so you have a chance to throw in your 2 cents. I think it was Romney and Bachmann. If I was just looking at this debate and didn't know very much about any of the other candidates, I would say that Mitt Romney and Michelle Bachmann came out the best. Michelle Bachmann came out pretty strong. I mean, you know, she stood behind what she had to say and didn't pussyfoot around some of the issues and came out pretty strong with numbers to back up a lot of her answers. Tim Pawlenty was somebody that the former governor of Minnesota is somebody that a lot of other people thought came out pretty strong. So who do you think comes out and emerges as a clear-cut victor in this one? 800-259-7791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
It's interesting, after the debates, somebody sent me a text message and said, who do you want to see take Obama on in a debate? Who do you want to see go toe-to-toe with him? That would be the fascinating question. And really, honestly, Michelle Bachmann surprised me, I guess, not because I didn't think that she clearly couldn't stand there in a debate and answer the questions and hold her own. I mean, she's been a congresswoman. Maybe it's that so many of the flubs are emphasized. And I'll tell you what, you have to wonder what Sarah Palin is thinking after watching Michelle Bachmann, although I don't think Michelle Bachmann gets the nomination. She could be there at the very end. But how strong is Mitt Romney? Because you have to think of party politics. You have to think of all the people who have a say in this, and you have to think of those who are ultimately going to nominate and vote for a Romney, a Bachman, a Tim Pawlenty, or Newt Gingrich, Herman Cain, any of the guys at Ron Paul. And unfortunately for Ron Paul, boy, he had some great ideas. But the way over the years that he's been, I think, portrayed by the media, and then some of the sidebar issues that have hurt Ron Paul, it makes it tough for him. I'm thinking back to, you know, the first time ever he was asked if he would run for president, some of the great ideas that he had when it came to the monetary system. There's a lot you can learn from Ron Paul. He's absolutely right when it comes to the Federal Reserve, although the people who control the monetary system. In other words, if you're making a lot of money and you're printing money and you can say and do and move and help your friends with a wink and a nod, you know, you've got some power there. There's going to be a lot of people who don't want to see that go away, and there's a lot of people who don't want to see the dollar go away. For they're scared to death that that's ultimately what's going to happen. And the way they're printing the money and what we're seeing, like what happened in Greece, I mean, it really, yes, we're not Greece, but it really is a warning that you can't ignore when you think of the deficit. You know, it's not something that just is going to be erased suddenly. Oh, give it 10 years and that's going to go away. How do you spend your way out of a deficit? So certainly that was one of the things that was addressed on the stage. Mitt Romney looks like the guy now, but does he get around health care? And he seemed like he did. And a lot of questions that he's been getting, he said in New Hampshire, I wish that the president, when he was putting together his health care plan, had come to me because I could have told him what worked and what absolutely did not work for us. And that may be the strategy. Hey, don't pin what we're seeing right now because that wasn't my plan. I wanted to do something about it. These were the people that I was representing, and there were things that absolutely flailed. And here's what worked. So he positioned that, I think, just right. Ultimately, I think Michelle Bachmann and Mitt Romney were the two people that came out on top. You might disagree. You might want to throw in your own two cents on this. I hope you do. Send it to me at americatonight.net. That's the website. You can click on the email there, and it'll get to us. 800-259-5791. Don in Wyoming, you get the first crack at this, my friend. How are you?
Hello, Kate. How was your trip to New York?
Oh, it was fantastic. It's always fun to be in New York, especially when it's 100 degrees and you're melting in between the buildings.
Oh, do they still smooch there openly?
Do they still what?
Smooch. I've never seen so many people walking up to each other on the street just laying a big old smooch on each other, you know?
I never noticed that. I never really noticed that about New York. I noticed the opposite. That's interesting.
Huh. Anyway, I just remember I went up like that once a long time ago. But, very friendly, you know, people there, so.
I think so, too.
You know, hey, by the way, are you allowed on America Tonight to change your opinion on something?
Are you allowed to change your opinion?
Yeah, especially with me. I'm Mr. Opinionated.
You can always change your opinion. That's what happens. You know, as we get older, we sometimes change what we said just a few years ago.
Well, just a week ago. Wiener guy, Anthony Weiner, I saw his apology and you felt hurt, you know, so far and everything, and that's great, good apology, you know, but, you know, I think Jim Matheson is the only Democrat in the state of Utah in Congress. I think he said it best when I was listening to a comment from him that, you know, we're trying hard right now. It's a big push nationally to get these preteens and these teenagers to put some in, you know, nude pictures of themselves across to friends or whatever and, you know, over their cell phones, you know, and their smartphones or whatever, you know, text to nude pictures or whatever it is, you know. And you know, what kind of example is that when somebody in Congress is turning around doing it, you know? And I thought, you know, that's right. You know, the guy just, I know I made a comment that I think half of the men in Congress are probably perverts, you know, but the fact is this guy unfortunately got caught being one, and, you know, and it's just, he's, you know, it's not like there's life after Congress, you know? I mean, he's done a good job and take care of his family and hopefully make big things with his life and have lots more kids, you know, the kid that's coming and more kids. Doesn't mean he has to be a congressman, right?
Right.
So, you know, I'm just, first I was like, I'll just leave him alone, let him do his job, you know, but I think once again it'll just come down to his district, you know, and I heard 60%, like almost 60% of the district just said let it go and let's move on, you know, so he gets reelected next in 2012 from there.
Yeah, but you made a good point. I think that's exactly it when it comes to what you heard being discussed on the air about the teenagers and texting, so-called sexting, and Twittering the photos. It's not a good thing. not in an era where the lines are so fuzzy and they shouldn't be fuzzy, and you can't believe kids at 11, 12, 13, what's going on with them. He, you know, if we took it a step further, even the president has said to Congressman Wiener, basically, if I were you, I would resign. So now he makes $174,000. He's off for how many weeks and gets paid for those weeks? And all because he was tweeting different poses of himself to people that he was chatting with online. It's, you know, it's beyond ridiculousness now. He does have to go.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you know, week before last, I was talking so much about energy and trying to get America to switch to natural gas. That's one thing I forgot to tell you. Guess who has the largest natural gas field in the world?
Who has the largest national gas field in the world? The United States.
Natural gas.
And we have it in the United States. It's all over Texas. People are making a fortune on it.
Yeah. It's pretty big down there, and they got a real big one up here in Wyoming. But southern Mexico has the largest known reserve for natural gas. And I was thinking, you know, instead of sending, you know, money, you know, via oil to terrorists or companies that sponsor terrorism wouldn't it just be great if we could be sending that money to Mexico? Maybe they'd be able to turn their country around or something like that. Not many of them want to come here, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, but anyway, though, hey, one last thing. Did you hear about this story in Missouri? I'm telling you, Kate, Missouri's had some weird stuff going on this summer, and I love and the great people back there. I've been there a few times, you know, and the first thing is the federal government opened up those levees and flood out their land, you know, and kind of a little upset about that. Like, hey, so what if Memphis and New Orleans get flooded? They should have built the cities on the river, you know. I'm just kidding. But anyway, and then, you know, they have the horrible tornado that goes through Joplin, and you feel so bad, you know, what can you do for them, you know, and donate some money, I guess, try to, you know, pray for them. And then I heard a couple things this week. One that was really, really bizarre. I said, one, they had a some place to put ice cream together. And the way you go out in the balcony of your yard with their houses, collect bugs. They pull the wings off the bugs, and then they boil the bugs or whatever and coat them in chocolate. And they put them in ice cream. And this thing's like a bestseller.
Oh, we are letting you slide on that one. The bugs and the ice cream. Oh, it's like those chocolate-covered cockroaches. No thanks.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world. And yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses. Prepare now. Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. BigBurkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BURKEY. That's BigBurkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Yo, yo, America, are you awake? I hope so. About 30 million of us kicking and screaming this hour of the evening/morning. It always feels like evening because it's evening to most of us. That's wherever your body clock is. Certainly the clock was on and ticking when Seven took the stage in New Hampshire for the first of what could be many debates, although you will see different people debating, because I believe there are going to be candidates that dump out of this, as we've already seen, with Governor Haley Barbour from Mississippi, for example, to people who will step in to the potential of becoming the Republican representative in the race for president against Barack Obama. So this was the first one, and the first one's always interesting just to, I think for some of the candidates, probably like a Michelle Bachmann, even a Romney who's a veteran guy, to get their bearings on this one. And Herman Cain is a businessman who has a way with words and certainly with the wallet and is running on the idea that he's a businessman and knows how he can flip the country around. So Herman Cain was one of the seven. And if you don't know much about Herman Cain, I guess the biggest thing about Cain seems to be for most people the fact that he was behind Godfather's Pizza. And that's because most of us have heard of the chain. But that's not the only thing that the guy's done in his career. And he's got a lot of grassroots supporter. He was the CEO of Godfather's Pizza. That's what he's best known for. He was a columnist. He was a radio host from Georgia, so he's done the radio thing. He's a former deputy chairman of the civilian board of directors of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, so that's the money side of things. Cain officially announced his candidacy back at the end of May, and this was a chance for more people to get to know more about Kane and how he handles himself among the rest of the Republicans and on the issues when he's questioned about it in this debate format. And here he is, just a little slither on the economy.
This economy is stalled. It's like a train on the tracks with no engine. And the administration has simply been putting all of this money in the caboose.
I like that. All the money is in the caboose. Yeah, and where is the caboose going? Since Kane brought it up in talking about money and where has the money gone? And I like Herman Kane, but I don't think he's the guy who's going to be, they're going to whittle down and he's going to be the guy who gets the nomination and races against Obama on the Republican ticket. But who knows, maybe VP, maybe he could be part of a ticket. Since he brought up the caboose, a fascinating story broke, one that we had heard. Where is the money? $6 billion in cash in Iraq reconstruction funds, poof, gone into thin air. Wherever you are hearing my voice, pay attention to this. How does this happen? I this whole story. So the Pentagon figured out that one C-130 Hercules cargo plane, they are big mamas, could carry $2.4 billion in bricks of cash. They shrink wrap it, $100 bills. So they sent a full plane load of cash, followed by 20 other flights, 20, to Iraq in 2004. $12 billion. The U.S. thinks it was hands down the biggest international cash airlift ever. So the Special Inspector General for Iraqi Reconstruction, Stuart Bones his name, told the Los Angeles Times, you know, that thing about following the money, that the missing $6.6 billion is the largest theft of funds, period, in national history, in our national history. In Iraq, they say it was the government's job to keep track of the money, which were brought in, that money, that shrink-wrapped money, and you heard what I said, how much, $12 billion altogether, brought in as an emergency to keep infrastructure going after Saddam Hussein was booted. We know some of this, right? In 2005, the House Government Reform Committee, when they were investigating this, found fraud, abuse, and all that spending, and what the disbursement was of the money that went to Iraq. Witnesses said that millions of dollars, does this not infuriate you? Millions of dollars were shoved into gunny sacks and dispersed to contractors on pickup trucks. There was no bids. Yo, can you build a few walls here? Take this gunny sack. So they were on pickup trucks. No control, no accounting, no nada, nothing. Nothing. $12 billion of your money and my money. You're writing the checks. You're paying the taxes. They're taking money out of your checks. This is our money. So when I hear Congressman Ron Paul during the debate say, you know, we're spread too thin. When we're talking about the economics of war, and when we're talking about Iraq, Afghanistan, the bombing of Libya and Yemen, we need to focus on our national security. I got to say, that was the bravo moment for me out of the debate. After I heard the story, because we knew it. I mean, we knew about the missing money and would just shake our heads and say, where's this money gone? Where did the money go? So if Matt Johnson and I were brave enough to do it and we decided that we were going to go over there, we were going to work for some contractors, what, we would have gotten a gunny sack full of cash? That's how things were run? Granted, war zone, but you got to be kidding me, that much money? Infrastructure? How much of that infrastructure was fixed? Some of it. A lot of it's not done. because that's what they tell you in Iraq, that they need more money. Things have to be done. We cannot just be an ATM machine for the world anymore. We can't do it because we are killing ourselves. We are spread. Paul is right. We are spread way too thin. And this is what happens. Why are we dispensing all this money? And why are we giving out money to countries who already are standing and thriving on their own? Why do we continue to do it? It's like Egypt. What a revelation with Mubarak. All the money that went to Mubarak, how much of that money? I mean, granted, he's on trial, but how much of that money did he pilfer? It was your money. It was my money. It was the rest of this country's money when everybody's struggling. Nobody's walking up to us and giving us gunny sacks full of money. And that's what he did. I mean, ultimately, yeah, the regime after how many decades tumbles. Now he's on trial. But how is this happening? 20 flights, plane loads of cash. So you see the need. Okay, we have to have money. We have to send it over to Iraq. My God, we're bleeding. We're in the middle of this thing. Saddam Hussein's toppling. We've got to be able to rebuild. After all the bombings, these areas are a mess. Look at the green zones. Okay, but there's no way to officially hand out this money. There's no bids taken. Where do you think that money went? Maybe somebody now in some deep, dark part of the world listening to my voice is chuckling, catching me on shortwave radio or some other way through the internet, laughing, knowing what's happened with that money because they got a little chunk, a little taste. That's what the mob calls it. I'll give you a little taste. And it is like the mob. The gunny sacks, what, fell off the back of the truck and you got lucky? And you're on a pickup truck, you just, boom, take it. Nobody's asking any questions. Now, this was 2004. What a disgrace. What a disgrace. Why are we spending this money? And it's money we don't have. I understand that we have to go in. Even if we had to go in, and in some cases, countries where they can't do it themselves, help and spend some money. But why do we continuously let that flow go? And now we owe the Chinese money. We could default on loans. How do we put ourselves in these positions, in these precarious spots? And this is what this election should be about. And that's why you got to always keep pounding to find out what really happened. Well, we're distracted by so many other things. $6 billion in cash lost, and that's okay. Shrink-wrapped $100 bills, and that's, I don't know, okay. So the best moment of the debate, anyway, I think, was Ron Paul. I'll say it again in what he said. But Ron Paul is not the guy that's going to get this nomination. It's going to be... Right now, today, if there was a decision to be made, it would be Mitt Romney. Then it would be a question of who's going to jump on the ticket with him. Herm Cain. Maybe Cain. Could be. I think he could be somebody on that stage. Don't know if Michelle Bachmann would do that. Don't know if she would take a VP slot, but maybe. You want to share your thoughts? Do it. 800-259-5791. Meet you in a few.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right. Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS. Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And they're off, just like they were in Belmont, the Belmont race in New York City. It was a long shot that took the Belmont, ultimately, ruler on ice. But do you think this time around we're going to see a long shot for the Republicans? I think they're going to try to get the person that they think Republicans think has the best chance to go up against an incumbent president. What do you think, Kate Delaney, America Tonight? 800-259-5791. Those are my digits, 800-259-5791. Let's position it this way. In a debate with Barack Obama, who do you give the best chance of creaming him? That's what you got to think about. This is cutthroat. This is not a game for sissies. And it's two parties, baby. I'm all for the third party, but forget about that conversation because right now there is no third party. In fact, I have a friend from Sweden who told me an interesting thing in Sweden when you vote. If they know that the parties just aren't getting it done, if enough people vote blank, you can vote blank. You go and you vote blank. I mean, you don't like any of the parties. You don't like anybody that's up there, so it's blank. I think we should be able to vote blank. Maybe then we'll get a third party.
He could take the endorsement and shove it.
Exactly. So, Mitt Romney, Tim Pawlenty, Newt Gingrich, Ron Paul, Rick Santorum, Herman Cain, Michelle Bachmann. Who do you like? And this was a televised forum, naturally, on CNN, Manchester, New Hampshire. It was interesting. It was interesting that nobody attacked each other. It was more about going after Barack Obama and cutting his knees off. Let's go across the border to someone who has no vested interest. Well, I shouldn't necessarily say that. his girlfriend or fiance has a vested interest in what's happening in the state. So I guess he does. Sam in Montreal, hello.
Well, actually, we got, besides what you talked about tonight, we up here in Canada have a slightly more interest in something else.
Oh, yeah?
It has something to do with a sport.
Hockey!
You get it!
Vancouver! Are they going to win on Wednesday against the Bruins? It wasn't looking good for them. The Bruins had all the mojo on their side. 5-2. They force a game 7.
I know. And the funny part is, when they play games in Vancouver, Vancouver wins, you know, like 1-0, 2-1, and whatever. I'm actually cheering a bit for both teams because both had Claude Julien and Alain Vigneault at one time were head coaches of the Canadiens. So, you know, so it's sort of like I'm chewing a bit for both.
Yeah.
And okay, on our classic TV channel, they're showing, you know, every Sunday night they show like a game, you know, like a Stanley Cup clinching hockey game. Last night they showed 1974. You remember that? The Stanley Cup Finals in
1974? Why are they showing the classic matchups?
Because it's the Stanley Cup Finals, you know, and why that was the one that...
Oh, 74 was huge. The Bruins and the Flyers, of course, and that's
right,
what I guess you're referring to.
They showed the game clinching, the Stanley Cup clinching game with your uncle Bernie Perron Nets. So, you know, you're seeing all these, you know, how much hockey's changed the game has changed, how much hockey in general has changed, and how much sports has changed in general. Like you said, you saw the debate, and the only person I know anything about Mick Bromley?
No, Mitt Romney.
Mick Romney.
Romney. He used to be the governor of Massachusetts, and it's kind of controversial because his health care, while he was governor, in Massachusetts, very similar to what Barack Obama, the president, ultimately was pushing and got through with the Affordable Health Care Act that became a law.
Okay.
So he's radioactive with that, I think, although he's turning that around and saying, hey, there was things that didn't work, there was things that worked, but I was never asked about it as far as the president and when he was trying to put this all together.
Well, like you said, if the race did start tomorrow, I mean, he would probably get, you know, because if I'm not correct, I know about you, about the Electoral College, he would probably get, you know, mostly the Northeast, and if I'm not correct, doesn't the Northeast carry a fair amount of electoral votes?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that can make a difference, except for, here's the thing.
What?
You know, you're talking about running against an incumbent president who fluctuates as far as approval ratings. And, Sam, in this country, there is no doubt about it. You've heard it here on America Tonight.
Sure.
Everybody listening knows it's the same old song we keep singing, Where's My Money? What's in my wallet? We can't help it. It's about the jobs. It's about the money you're making. Mo money. Show me mo money.
Right.
And what we're paying at the pumps. Because Americans will not stand for paying $5, $6, $7, he's gone. I mean, probably $5 it would be, he'd be going down the river with only one oar.
Oh, brother. You know.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's the thing. Just like in Canada, people want to be able to have a good life. Even if you're not money hungry, money grubber, put any adjective you want in there, you have to survive. You have to survive and thrive. Life is too rough and too stressful when you cannot make it. How do you have children? How do you have a house? How do you make house payments? We're not talking about people who are squandering money and blowing it on all kinds of things. We're talking about people who are conservatively spending their money and just trying to make ends meet, and they cannot do it, and they're having nervous breakdowns. They're anxiety-ridden. It's not good.
I wouldn't be surprised if suicides...
Suicides, absolutely.
...have gone up, so, you know, because... up here now we've got a conservative majority government, so everything is relatively okay. But as you know, but then people are going to say, they just came out with the unemployment rate here in Canada, and in certain areas of the country it's gone up, certain areas it's remained stable, And in certain areas, it's gone down. So, I mean, the people, you know, the areas where they've lost the jobs are yelling to Stephen, hey, help us find jobs and stuff like that. So, you know, like today in question period, one of the member of parliament for one of that riding said, hey, we've lost jobs, help us. He stands up, but the rest of the country, you know, the unemployment rate went down. So the conservatives went, oh, yay. So the member stood up and said, that wasn't my question.
So, and by the way, how do you handle that? How do you flip that around?
Yeah, and the Speaker of the House of Commons, I mean, he's usually chosen by the members. He's only 32 years old.
So the youth movement there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, and there are the perks that come with it. He gets a car and a driver, a house, you know, a country house, you know, a couple hours away from Ottawa, and an apartment in the parliament buildings.
And plus, all right, so there's some definite perks there.
Right, and plus a raise in pay.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. I wish I had that. Don't we wish we all had that type of job?
Of course. Here's what it's about. Sam, yeah. Enjoy the game if we don't talk to you before then. Here's what it's about. I mean, ultimately, when you make money does not buy happiness, I truly believe that saying. I think it's tried and true. The thing is, money provides options. And the anxiety that Americans are feeling over lack of jobs, no job security, you know, we can say it all we want, and we've had plenty of people on this show to talk about it. This is the opportunity to start your own business and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's hard to start up businesses when you don't have the capital to do it. Or, here's one better, when the banks that were too big to fail, that we bailed out, are not lending money. So when you go to get money, you better have a FICO score through the roof and have a chunk of change already in the bank, because they're not just going to lend you the money. I don't care what the idea is. You can see it from builders, home builders, and what they're going through. And, you know, there's the answer to the riddle. Mo money. People need to be able to survive. And if the unemployment rate goes beyond what it already is, much higher than what it is, and gas goes higher, you do the math. I don't care what Barack Obama says, the time for change will flip on him. I'm going to leave you with this. Lyndon Johnson was the president who said, did you ever think that making a speech on economics is a lot like pissing down your leg? It seems hot to you, but it never does to anyone else.